This is something I did say would eventually happen. Now, I did expect people to do this. I didn't expect the police to do this, although now that I've seen it, yeah, it makes perfect sense. Police officer accused of creating AI evidence. Police have launched a criminal investigation into an officer accused of using artificial intelligence systems to create evidential material in a number of cases. The Derbyshire police officer has been removed from frontline duties pending the outcome of the investigation, said the force. The officer is alleged to have perverted the course of justice, but no arrests have been made, said police. A Crown Prosecution Service spokesperson said they were working with police, adding, "We are engaging with defence teams and the courts in appropriate cases." They added, "As police inquiries continue, it would not be appropriate to comment further." Derbyshire Police said a criminal investigation has been launched into an allegation of perverting the course of justice after the alleged use of AI systems by an officer to create evidential material in a number of cases. And this is just one of the officers who has been caught. Because, don't know if you know this, but the police have a very long history of fabricating evidence. Because, especially in my experience with the police, they don't care if they get the right person. They don't care if they get the right guy, just as long as they get someone so that they can tick a box. I've got a friend of mine who spent 2 years in prison for something he did not do. And I know for a fact that he didn't do it because I was with him at the time the offence happened. We were in his house together playing the fucking Xbox. But because I was a known associate, I was not allowed to give evidence in court to say he was with me. He was with me the entire time, so it blatantly wasn't him, and he ended up doing 2 years. He did 2 years for something that he did not do. And in fact, it even came out years later, or that they actually caught the guy who actually did do it, and his charge and everything's still not been taken away. Although this was a while ago, maybe it has now, because I know he was still fighting it, but he did 2 years in prison for something he didn't do. That's why when they see the police, everybody thinks that commenting, saying no comment over and over again is you being dodgy. It's not, it's you being safe. Basically, if you're in the interview room, the police are trying to, they're basically, either you've done it and they've actually got it right, or they're trying to pin it on you. Right, so basically, just the advice that your lawyer will give you, anything you say, nothing anyone has ever said in an interview room is going to help you. No comment. No comment the entire fucking thing. Just no comment all the way. Where was I? Yeah, the force is working closely with the Crown Prosecution Service in relation to any potentially impacted cases. However, the investigation is in its early stages, so no further details are available. The officer involved has been removed from frontline duties pending the outcome of the investigation. No arrests have been made. It comes in the same week that a new national centre for AI and policing called Police AI was established. At the launch on Wednesday, Police AI interim director Alex Murray said, "Crime and technology are evolving rapidly. Police must keep pace by adopting AI responsibly to catch criminals and keep people safe." So basically, there's going to be a lot more arrests because AI can now just screen absolutely everything that is online. Basically, the reason AI's been pushed so much is, yeah, it's useful in a bunch of cases, but it's also very, very useful for surveillance. Because see, instead of having like a bunch of officers and you need all the manpower to go through all these files and go through this and go through that and et cetera, you can now have one AI to do all of it. They can go through it all the time. They can just go through, they can, AI's even being used to screen CCTV footage. It's even being used for that. Like, yeah, so basically, policing is about to get a lot more effective. And when I say effective, you know what I mean. But basically, this is just one of the guys that have been caught as well. Because see, if the government really doesn't like you, it could just make up a bunch of shit and go, yeah, here's a bunch of AI-generated stuff. And I've made comments in the past that there's even been people that have done this online where they've got celebrities and they've made it look like CCTV footage outside of a pub where the guy like punches someone and everything. And they're like, oh my God, I cannot believe that Pavarotti would do that. And everyone like, because, but the problem is that can cause some problems. You could even have AI run a voice through and like have someone like, you know, remember the dog, the bounty hunter, the famous N-word call. You could do that for a celebrity and destroy their career. You could do that. And like I've told you about the Tucker Carlson TND speech. It sounds exactly like him, and it sounds like him saying it, right? And however, there could be leaked audio or leaked whatever in the future, and every single person, even if they are guilty, can just go, "That's AI. That's AI. That's not me. I didn't do that. I would never do that." And everyone, right, so basically, things are about to get a lot muddier. You're going to get a lot of people going to prison for shit that they didn't do, and you're going to get a lot of people getting away with shit that they did in fact do, because AI has massively muddied the waters all over the place. Right, and the thing is, see all the cases that this cop's involved in, they're all probably going to get thrown out. The people might have actually done it. They might be very serious cases. It could be rape, it could be murder, it could be online child grooming, it could be stuff like that. And even if the people have done it in these cases, the cases might get completely thrown out because now all of the evidence against them has now been brought into question. Basically, these guys' defense lawyers are very, very happy right now.